Good morning, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We hope that you've had a good week, and we're thankful to the Lord that He's allowed us to join you again this morning. Now, if you remember, last week we started a message titled, Four Main Words. So please listen in as we turn the message back over to Pastor Reynolds so he continues this thought about the four main words.
This morning we want to continue in our study concerning four main words. Last Sunday, we spoke on the word sin and the word salvation. But this morning, we want to speak on another word that is found only three times in the entire New Testament. And yet, this word is used over and over again in daily conversations concerning Christ. The word is Christian. This word, the word Christian, is found only three times in the entire New Testament. It's found in the book of Acts, chapter number 11, and verse 26. It's also found in the book of Acts 26, and verse number 28. It's also found, the third time, is in 1 Peter, chapter number 4, and verse number 16. I understand that today, the term Christian has a very different meaning than it had when the Bible was written. Today, a Christian is referred to as a saved person. But many saved people do not have a driving force to do only what God declares that he should do. Today, the meaning of the word Christian has been lowered so it will be accepted by the world. Now, let's read the book of Acts 11 and verse number 26. The Bible said here, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." Here the Bible talks about Barnabas, and he traveled all the way from Antioch to Tarsus because the newly formed church at Antioch needed him to instruct them in the Word of God. And here Barnabas went to Tarsus to get Paul. This was a distance of some 200 miles one way, and they didn't have a car to go in either. Barnabas brought Paul back from Tarsus, and together they taught the Word of God to the newly formed church at Antioch. For a whole year they taught them. That's what the Bible says in verse number 26 of Acts 11. So the church at Antioch had revival services for a year, not a week, not for 2 weeks, or even for a month. It certainly was not just for a weekend, but the church at Antioch had revival services, had teaching services for a whole year. It is because of the instructions of Paul and Barnabas that the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. This tells us that continuing in the things of God was necessary before the believers were ever called Christians. But let us ask ourselves this question. Who called these believers Christian? Was it themselves, or was it somebody else? If it was themselves, don't you think they were pretty arrogant in their thinking? But notice what Acts 11 verse 26 states. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. You see, the Bible is making it very clear here. Someone other than the believers themselves were calling them Christians. It was somebody else that had put this term upon them. It is very interesting also to continue reading in the book of Acts 11. In verse 27, the Bible said, "And in those days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there rose up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should come a great dearth throughout the whole earth, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now the question that I have comes in verse number 29. Luke, who probably wrote the book of Acts under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, called believers disciples. Luke did not call them Christians. You see, the word Christians is a term of derision. Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, did not call the disciples Christians. Rather, he called them disciples. The meaning of the word disciple means a follower. But the word Christian is defined as one who is like Christ. Believers would not be so bold as to refer to themselves as being like Christ. Rather, they considered themselves followers of Christ. I firmly believe the name Christian became a name of derision or a name of mocking. I firmly believe the disciples who closely followed Christ were called Christians as a means of mockery. I do not believe it was a title given to just anybody, but to special people who closely followed the teachings of Christ. Now, I do realize there are some today who believe being saved makes one a Christian. But this is simply not so. A Christian is a saved person who believes in God enough to live as God instructs in His Word. But the word Christian is always a term of derision. It is not anything but that. There are also two types of believing. Now, the book of 1 John, chapter number 5 and verse 13, makes this very clear. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, the first believing is unto salvation. Every person that's lost comes to the place of knowing that they're lost and calling upon Christ to save them. When Christ saves them, then they can know that they believe on the name of the Son of God. And then they come to the place of learning that they have eternal life. The Bible says that ye may know that ye have eternal life. But then, after that, there is another believing, and that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, the first and the last part of 1 John 5, verse 13, says the same thing, but there's a different meaning there. The first part talks about we can know that we are saved. The second part is that you may know that you have eternal life. That is, that we can believe that we have, now possess, eternal life. And then, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is a more mature type of believing. By the way, Matthew 24, verse 24 states, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." You see, it is possible that false Christ will come, and that false prophets will come, and they might call themselves Christians as a means of tricking followers of Christ. It's just a thought, I know. In discussing the word Christian, we find that it appears the second time in Acts 28 and verse number 20. Here Paul is before Agrippa. He is testifying of all the good things that he has done in his life. And Paul is talking about how that even Agrippa could be a believer if he follows Jesus Christ. The Bible says here, Then Agrippa says unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. But how did Agrippa speak these words? Did Agrippa say these words in making fun? Or was he serious? Or how did he mean what he meant? Well, it is very hard to answer that question. But I think that one thing is very clear. Agrippa was speaking about the much hated group called Christians. Agrippa is saying that Paul almost persuaded him to become like one of them. Of course, Agrippa, as far as the Bible is concerned, never trusted Christ, right? And so there we are. Notice issue number 3. The word Christian appears in the book of Acts 11, verse 26. We've talked about that. We've also spoken of Acts 26 and verse 28, where Paul was before Agrippa. And Agrippa said, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And now, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 4, and verse number 16, we find the third example that is given in the whole Bible concerning the use of the word Christian. Peter says here, Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Notice here that Peter is making it very clear that suffering happens in this world. There is much suffering. There's much sorrow. There's much of this that goes on. None are exempt from suffering. And suffering happens to everybody. But the kind of suffering in this verse is a suffering that happens only to true believers because they act on their belief. The way they live and the way they believe is exactly the same. Peter therefore desires that if any man suffer as a Christian, there is no need to be ashamed as if they had caused their own suffering. Certainly, that is not the case. Peter urges each person to be as Christ in this regard. You see, Christ glorified God when he suffered. Therefore, every believer should also glorify God when they suffer. And so this morning, we've talked about the three times that the word Christian appears in the whole Bible. Acts 11, verse 26, Acts 26, verse 28, and 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse 16. It's amazing, isn't it, that the word Christian today is used very loosely. But in the Bible, it is not used loosely. It is not used as a term of endearment. It is used as a term where people are identified as being a believer, but more than that, they put in action the force of their belief in their life. But next week, we want to study one more word. We've studied the word sin and salvation and the word Christian. But next week, we want to discuss another word that the Bible uses is for main words.
Well, thank you again for listening this morning, and we pray that you have received encouragement from the message. We would once again like to invite you to come and join us for services this morning. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. You may remember that we have Sunday school worship services in the morning and then a prayer meeting and worship services in the afternoon. Now, that Sunday school lesson will begin at 10 a.m. this morning, and our afternoon services will start with a prayer meeting at 3:45. Now, if you haven't looked at our website recently, I'd encourage you to do so. There are many different books, articles, and audio messages that are available as resources. And last week, we had our annual revival services, so keep a close eye on the website as we'll be posting those messages soon. And again, that website is independencebaptist.org. Well, once again, we want to thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.